From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Kiri O'Connor, and Bobcat Goldthwait. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks so much. In just a minute, Carl gets kicked out at closing rhyme in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, Hallmark has released its Christmas ornaments for this year. They look great. There's even a cute, tiny little sweater ornament with some of the lyrics to the Christmas carol Deck the Halls on it. But they changed the lyrics of the carol to avoid what word?
Gay.
Yes, exactly right. The Hallmark version of Deck the Halls, as printed on the little pictured sweater, goes, "Don, we now are fun apparel."
Oh.
Hallmark says they worried the G word might cause, quote, misinterpretation.
I remember the day I told my dad I was fun.
How did he take it, Bobcat?
He said he loved me anyway.
That's very open-minded of him.
He's a progressive man, my
friend. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're a lucky man.
My folks are still in denial about that. Yeah.
About you being fun.
I said, I'm fun. They go, no.
Also, Hallmark wasn't sure about fa-la-la-la-la. Sounded a little iffy, so they changed it to grunt sports, 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 sports. A few states took advantage of this and tried to pass fun marriage.
That's never going to work.
No. PJ, churches across the country are facing declines in membership. So now some of them are luring in new worshipers with what?
Golly. It can't be God.
Tried that.
They've
not
tried
working.
That. Yes,
not
exactly.
Working.
Yeah, no, it wasn't working. So it must be like... Were they passing the collection plate backwards?
No.
So you get to take something out as it goes by.
Nacho communion wafers.
Oh, okay.
There is a need to be cooled there.
And unlimited communion wine. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, cool. You're almost cool. There, Mr.
Beer.
Beer. They're offering
okay.
Beer.
Beer. Look. I'm a 66-year-old guy. It's all I can do to sit through mass as it is. You know, I have a couple of beers first. Forget about it. You know, I'm out of there.
And they pull you over. Where are you coming from?
Church. But I can't remember much about the service officer because I was smoking crack.
So it turns out that churches across the country are holding these introductory meetings in bars, which is convenient as luck. A priest, a minister, and a rabbi just walked in.
You know, often that joke doesn't need a punchline to me.
Really? The priest, rabbi, and minister?
Priest, rabbi, minister walk into a bar, and then someone goes, and then they say, I go, I don't care what they say. If I saw that, I'd be laughing my head off. I wouldn't need a topper.
You know, it occurs to me, and you guys can comment on this, PJ, if this catches on in Catholic churches, it's going to make confession really hard on the priests.
Yeah, it's going to go on and on, you know.
It's like, forget.
Especially you got an Irish parish, you know. And then, Father, oh, my God, the shame of it all.
The priest leans up. Could you freshen these up?
PJ, Facebook already knows who your friends are, what you like, and what you link to, but soon it will also know what?
Golly, I mean, something they might know about me, what I'm thinking.
Yes, basically everything. They're going to find out everything about you because what they're going to do is they're going to add hover intent tracking. Okay, what does this mean is, like you're sitting in a computer screen, maybe Facebook, and you're looking around in the way that you do with a little cursor, and you see something that's a little tempting. Wow. I would really like to know the top tip for losing belly fat in 10 days. But then you think, oh, I'm never going to click that. People might know. They already know.
I was writing a script that had a lot of guns in it, and I'd spent a lot of time looking at guns online, and eventually, I'm not kidding, ads for Arkansas came up. I'm not kidding.
Just Arkansas.
It said,
come down to Arkansas.
Come visit Arkansas.
Yeah. You know, what I get all the time is the, we will publish your book.
Are you working on the really book? Sad.
I get ads for depressants. And cheap Viagra. So how sad can I be? I'm depressed, I'm horny, and I'm going to Arkansas.
I'm so glad I only get Nordstrom.
If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel,